Kumlen and Ablak Gemara. We are up to the Kuf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, and we're up to the two dots. So this Mishnah here, we discussed rescuing from a fire, a Sefer Torah with its cover, or tefillah with its cover. And the next Mishnah we'll talk about when it comes to food. When it comes to food, there's also a limit, a cap, on how much you can save. But over there, there's no Isser involved, other than this cap. Because we're talking about you can bring it to another court, to your own courtyard, or to a neighboring courtyard that you have an Eidav with. Here, we're suspending the law of the Eidav, and we're allowing you to take it even to a Mavi She'enim Afulish. A Mavi, which is normally we translate that it's not open through and through, which normally is a cul-de-sac. And the Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder says that you can even take it to a Mavi which is totally open on both ends, which usually is like a Shusar Abim, which obviously can't mean that. So we need to work out what the Rabban, what do they mean over here when they say a cul-de-sac, a Mavi She'enim Afulish, and what does it mean when what do you call it? When the Yehuda ben Seder says, even if it's mefulish, open on both ends. What does it mean over here? So we have a machlekes generally, what's the definition of a shusha yachid? Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion, we had in the beginning of Shabbos, that according to his opinion, if you have two sides, two walls, parallel walls, that's mehatoyda ready shusha yachid. So you need now a lechi on both ends, you need some kind of a post on both ends to remind people that the reason why we're allowing you to carry is because it's enclosed, but don't carry it out in the open space. Then we have the Chacham say that you need three walls in order to be a Shusha Yachid, but then you need something on the fourth side, which is a post. And then you have a Rabbeleza says you need on the fourth side two posts on both sides of the thing so people can see, and it's like an imaginary wall. So you can see the distinction between that and the Shusha Ram. So that's the discussion that's going to be now. Says the Gemara, Lehecha Matzilah, so what do you say to Hechi Domi Mefulish? What is the translation of the definition of a Mefulish? Open, Vehechi Domi She'enifu. What does it mean when it's not open? Amr Chir Chida said, Sholish Mechitzes Vishnei Lechin, three Mechitzes, which according to the Chachamim, Mahatayda is a Shusha Yachid, but you need ideally, you need two lechem, two posts to carry, and that would be according to Rabbi Lezer. Zehu mavish einem foolish. That's the definition of a street that's not open at all. And therefore, you're allowed to carry in such a street. And the only thing that's missing here is when you have a mavi, when you have an area that's closed off, since there's a number of houses joining together, so you either have eight of a chatzeris, where a bunch of courtyards join together, or if you have a street and a bunch of houses that come off the street or courtyards, it's called a mavi, and you have to have shitufei mavois. That means everyone has to join together and put some food in a common place, and therefore we all join together. Or by a chatzer, we say you have to put a matzah down or something in one of the people's houses, so we all join together. And that's what's missing over here. So the actual mechitzas are all right, they're just missing that shituf. So a mavi she'enim foolish means it's not open, you did everything right, but you don't have the shittuf. And gimel mechitzas v'lechi echad, if you have three mechitzas but only one lechid, zeh mavi foolish. That means it's actually missing, it's inadequate, the actual mechitzas, something's wrong. You're missing a lechi. And who is that? V'tevayu li Rabbi Lezer, they're all following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, who he says that you need two lechim to be able to carry. and so Rabbanu say we suspend the laws of Shittuf, and Rabbi Yehuda goes one step further, you don't even need the second Lechi. But otherwise, everything else is all right. It's not me learned. Heksha Mavi, how do you prepare a Mavi? Beshame says Lechi Vekaida. You need one post and you need a beam going across. But still, I mean, Oi Lechi, Oi Kaida. You don't need both. Either the Lechi or the Kaida, or either the post, or you have a beam going across, a horizontal beam. Rabbi Lezer, I mean, Shnei Lechim. You need two Lechim. And our Mishnah is following Rabbi Lezer, even though it's not the Halacha, we're following Rabbi Lezer. Omele Rabba, so Rabbis, I don't understand. Gimel mechitzes, velechi echad. Okay, so the Chacham say if you have three mechitzes and one lechi, so it's not the ideal situation, and you're not allowed to carry there. But they call it a mavi mefulish. Mefulish means open. How is that open? Echad mefulish karisla, you call it open? What, how can you call it open? Can't call it open. Okay, you're lacking a lechi. Oid, the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon who hold that the mechitzes are all done properly, you have the three walls and you have two lechim, so how come you can only save a sefer Torah there? Why not natzil l'toichoy oichlin l'mashkin? Why can't you also bring food? The next mission will say you cannot bring food and drink there. Why not? Everything's done all right. Natzil l'movi. Elamar, so right now we're not talking about the shittuf yet. Elamar Abba says, Rabba. So we think right now, according to the abundance, has to be a perfect situation. So why are you only limiting to sefer Torah? What about food? Why can't you bring food into there? It says in the later Mishnah, you can only bring it to a chotzer hamu'urevis. Why not into this movi? It has everything properly. I'll give you a different answer. Two mechitzes. We're following Rabbi Yehuda here, who holds mahatoida, two mechitzes sufficient. And with the Rabbanan, you have to add shnei lechin, two posts on both ends. Zehu movi she'enim foolish. That's a movi which is not opened on both ends. Why? Because you followed the prescription of the chacham of Rabbi Yehuda. But if you have two mechitzes, only one lechi, so you're missing on the other side completely a post. Zehu movi hamafulish, that's like it's open on both ends. But Tavaya libra Yehuda, they both follow the opinion of Yehuda, says that two walls is ma'atayr already sufficient. It's only the rabboni need two lechim. And therefore, if you're missing one lechi, the rabboni and mishnah say you cannot carry there, because that's like a movi and foolish. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can still carry there, even though it's a movi and foolish. You have two walls and one lechi for sefer Torah, we're going to suspend that law. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, yes, I can. Rabbi Yehuda said, furthermore, Misha, Shnei Batei Shnei Tzuraim, you have two houses on both sides of the street. Oysa lechem mekan v'lechem mekan. Or you need to make a post on either end. Oykoyde mekan v'koyde mekan v'koyde mekan v'koyde mekan v'koyde mekan v'koyde mekan v'koyde mekan so you can carry in the middle. Amru Loi, the Chacham said to him, Ein ma'arvin rishus haram bekach. We treat two walls like a still rishus harabim. You need three walls to convert it to a rishus hayachid. So therefore they say a lechi does not do the job. So this follows Rabbi Yehuda, and why? So now at least we understand why it's called an open. Why it's called open is because it is open on both ends. And if you only have one lechi, then it's as if it's open on both ends. Okay, you dealt with the word foolish, name foolish, but you haven't dealt with the other issue that you raised, and that is that if we're talking about two walls and two lechim, and that's two walls, two lechim, that's why you're allowed to carry sefer Torah there. Why can't you also carry their food? The other question you ask is still a question to you as well. Why can't you bring food into there if you have the proper two mechitzes and two lechim? Why only a chatzim or revis you can bring it to? Elam Ravashi. So Rashi says here, we're talking about here, we're going back to Rabbi Eliezer. Now what? You need three mechitzes and you need two lechim. So what's going on here? We're talking about three mechitzes. There's only one lechi here. The mechitzes themselves are inadequate. Zeu mavish ainim mefulish. You should have had two lechim, you only have one. So that's a mavli that is not really open. And regularly you can't carry there, so you cannot bring food in there. But we're going to allow you to bring a sefer Torah there because you still have one lechi there and you have three walls. You don't have the ideal situation of two. So we're going to relax the laws a little bit to be able to salvage a sefer Torah. But gimel mechitzes below lech, if you have three mechitzes, no lechi at all, zehu mamon foolish. That's considered an open one. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So the Chachamim say you cannot save a sefer Torah. There is no lechem at all. And Rabbi Yehuda says even if you have no lechem at all, you can still carry because you have three walls. And by sefer Torah, we suspend the rules. But feel that Rabbi Eliezer don't mean lechem hanimi loich lemashkin. So when it comes to food and drink, you need two lechem. Avol sefer Torah bechad lechi sagi, because sefer Torah one is sufficient. And therefore, that's how we explain the Mishnah here. So now we're going to talk. So that's about sefer Torah. So we relaxed some of the issur and rabbanon to make it easier in order to save a sefer Torah. Now, what about food? Says the Mishnah, and we'll soon see why there's a cap for food at all. If you're only allowed to carry it into a place which has a mechitza, why should even there be a cap? Says the Mishnah, matzilin mazon gimel sudas. You can salvage the food of three meals. Harol la'adam, food which is suitable for a person. That is suitable for a person. That's suitable for an animal. Keita, what do we mean? Noflot d'leika b'lel Shabbos. So how much food do we allow? If the fire set on Friday night before you ate, so how many more meals do you have to eat? Three. Is matzilin mazon gimel sudas. So you salvage three meals for Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. We're going to see in the Gemara's Machlek is how many meals one has to eat on Shabbos. According to Chachamim, you have to eat three meals on Shabbos proper. This is besides your meal, Matzoi Shabbos la Malka. Or your meal after. On Shabbos itself, you have to have a total of three meals. So you can save three meals. But if it happened in the morning, you already had one of your meals, the Matzil and Muslim basically only allow you to save two meals. The Milcha, if you already had your Shabbos afternoon meal, the early meal, you only have one meal left, is Muslim Sudach, you can only save one meal. Rabbi Yezi says, I don't care what time of Shabbos it is, La'olam Matzilin Muslim Shoshudas. Since the entire day of Shabbos, you have a chiv of three meals, so therefore it's beheta that you're occupying yourself and taking three meals, because it's and you're allowed to carry it, and you're taking it to a chotzer which has an edim on it, so therefore there's no problem whatsoever. So why is it even a cap in the first place? So we'll soon see. Mechdi, more rest right here. Since whatever you're doing, you're taking food, there's no muktzah here, you're taking it to a courtyard which has an aid with you, so there's no problem of carrying. So what's the problem? Not the tfei. Why is there a cap at all? Omar Rav Zerava, metoich sha'adam bolam, you know, a person obviously is very, nervous about their possessions. E, shari slay, if you're going to allow him to take whatever he wants, then because he is so nervous, is osilich buy, he'll come, but without even realizing it, he will extinguish the fire and will forget. But if you put a cap, he will never forget that it's Shabbos and that he has, a limit to how much he can take out. So this is considered one of the most difficult laws. Watching your possession go up in flames and not doing anything about it. And not only that, because the Isser sounds a bit tenuous, which makes it even more difficult for a person to accept. I'm not going to extinguish the fire. Why can't I save the rest of the stuff? We learned. So you tell me the reason why there's a cap is because we're scheduled to do an Aveira. Okay, so tell me why there's a cap on other things where there's no possible Aveira. For example, it says, you have your barrel on top of the roof, and suddenly there was a crack in there, and the wine, whatever it was, there was escaping. Maybe, you can put a bowl or something underneath where the crack is so they can catch all that wine or water, whatever it is. But what you're not allowed to do is, do not take another bowl, the yiklet. You're not allowed to take another bowl and start, catch it in the air. As it's falling, you take your bowl and you catch it in the air, catch the wine in the air. Or, take another bowl, the yitzaref, and put it at the edge of the roof because it's coming down the roof, and you should catch it as it falls off the roof. I'll do that. Hasam Mike Zedika, what's the problem? Nothing's not mukta here. It's all in your back, in your house, or outside your house, in your courtyard. Why should there be a cap there? Why should there be a limit there? Says the Gemara, Hachanami here too. Gzeida, there is a possible Aveda you might do. What is that? Shema Yavi Kli Derech Reshus Rabim. That we are scared that you might, if you allow you to take bowls and you don't have one at home, you run outside somewhere and get bowls from somewhere and you'll cross Reshus Rabim. So there's again, we're scared you'll breach one of the laws of Shabbos. Gufa, let's analyze his last din. Nishbar lechaber shgagi, broke a barrel on top of the roof. Maybe keli, he brings a bowl, menicha tachto, puts it underneath. Ubevanchel yovi kli achav yikle, but not bring a bowl to catch the wine in the air, or kli achav v'yitzalef, or bring a bowl and put it next to the roof as it falls off. This damin leorchin, but if you happen to have guests at home, maybe kli achav v'kolet, then you are permitted to bring another bowl to catch wine because you need to serve your guests, and that's a mitzvah. If you're allowed to bring it to put it at the roof in order to get it, to collect the wine, because you're doing it for the mitzvah of your guest. But the lo yiklid, don't go ahead and first get bowls to catch the wine, and then the acher kach yasmin, and then you will go get invite guests afterwards. You say, oh, I better catch wine, and I'll go get some guests, to make sure it's mutter retrospectively. Because at the time when you did it, you didn't have any guests. Eli yasmin, first collect guests, and then v'achar yiklid, then go ahead and catch this wine at the end of the roof and so on. But the ein ma'arimin bekach. No, you saw the crack in the barrel, you saw the wine on the roof, so don't run and get guests that have no interest in eating because they already ate the meal, and just have them this and label them as guests and bring them into the house, and then you go ahead and use that as a pretext to go ahead and collect the wine. Don't do that. Don't do harama. However, there's nothing wrong with doing harama. As long as we're worried you might cross Reshus Rabim. If we make you get guests, even though it's a haram, you don't really need guests. The fact that you're getting guests means you're aware that it's Shabbos. So we're not worried that you're going to then carry Reshus Rabim. So that's why haram is not a problem, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Label, let us say, but look to the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, with the argument actually about haram is very similar to an argument between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. The time we learned. We will learn this a chulin. Oisay ve'ez benoi. The din is that you're not allowed to shecht on the same day the mother and its offspring, sheep, goats, cows. You're not allowed to do it on the same day. Now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to shecht an animal, and if you're allowed to move them out, it's shecht an animal. But what happens if the mother and the offspring fell into a bur? And now one of them is suitable for shechita, but one of them is not. And you don't want them to sit and languish in the bur. It's bad. They might die, and you want to rescue them. But one of them is muktzah. So how do you do it? So we learned, Oysev no, shenofta from the pit. Rabbi Lezer, I'm in Maile Sedishin Amnasa Shecht. Rabbi Lezer says, you take one up, whichever one you want, I guess the better one, in order to shecht it. The Hasheini, in the second one, you cannot move. It's muktzah, because you cannot use it on Yom Tov. because it's oyser was benoyer forbidden. So oyser loy parnosim mekayme. You try to make it as comfortable as possible where it is in the boy. You bring it food and so on, and you don't do anything there. Bishvil shelo yamos. You don't want it to die. Rabbi Shua, Meshua says no, but you can make a trick. Mali and Sadiq Shem Nasha, take one out and say, okay, I want to shecht it. And then after you took it out, you look at the other one and say, well, maybe the other one's better. They ain't a shecht it, you don't shecht it. Umari, Mumala, Zashem. Then you go ahead and bring up the second one and say, maybe I want to shecht the second one. And now you have two animals, since each one, at the time you pulled it out, there was a possible shechita, it's not muktzah. And then Rotze Zesh, Shechit Rotzeh. Now you have an option. Which one do you want to shecht? Says the Gemara, so therefore you do harama. So it seems like Rabbi Lezer holds that you're not allowed to do harama. Rabbi Shua holds you're allowed to do harama. Similar machlekes that we have here by the barrel on the roof. If you can invite guests, that even though they're not really interested in eating, can you invite them in order to go ahead and to try, you know, catch the wine falling off your roof? Says the Gemara, there's no comparison. Why? My harina Dilma ad kan lekom Rabbi Lezer. You know what Rabbi Lezer says that I don't allow you to make a trick because there's no need for it. Because it's very easy to take care of the other animal sitting in the bird till after Yom Tov, feed it and everything else. Efshir b'parnasa, you can take care of it while sitting there in the bird. Al hoch over here, efshir. Over here, the wine is falling down. Once it falls down, it's gone. Maybe loy, maybe he's made it. He's allowed to do this trick to save your wine. So we don't know what he would hold in this case. And forget it. Ad kan lekom Rabbi Shua Hashem over there. Rabbi Shua saying, "Mishul iketzah balachayim." Over the Rabbi Shua say, because it's tzahar balachayim. In other words, the animal singing the bird is languishing the bird. Maybe there's a mitzvah in the Torah tzahar balachayim. We had more of a mitzvah that's the Isa, according to some. So therefore, in order to rescue the animal, we allow you to do harama. Avol hocha here the leket tzahar balachayim. Okay, you're losing money, you lose some wine, but there's no iser of tzahar balachayim here. Maybe we don't allow you to do harama. Like therefore, there's no comparison to two arguments. Torah Rambam learned. Hitzel pasnikiyim. If you set aside, or you set, you know, you saved salvage from the fire, fine flour for your Shabbos, a matzil pas hadro. You're not allowed to then go ahead and save poor quality flour for bread made out of poor quality flour. But pas hadro, if first you saved yourself pas hadro, you can, why? If you took out pas nikiyah first, you can't go ahead and say, oh, I need pas hadro. There's nobody who's going to forfeit the opportunity of eating fine bread to eat coarse bread. But the other way around, let's say you first say pas hadro, and then you say, oh, I didn't realize I have pas nikiyah there, I want to save it as well. Matzo pas nikiyah. You're allowed to save them pas nikiyah because people would prefer it over pas hadro. So that kind of a trick you can do. Matzilin b'yom kippurim l'shabbos. You're allowed to, let's say if Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, you're allowed to go ahead and save food for Shabbos. But you're not allowed to save, let's say Shabbos, there's a fire, you're not allowed to save food to eat on Yom Kippur. Now, when would you eat on Yom Kippur? We mean to eat Motzei Yom Kippur. Because of Motzei Yom Kippur, you can wait till Motzei Yom Kippur to eat. And Taste already says, Motzei Yom Kippur is a weekday. Why would you even think you're allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Motzei Yom Kippur? Says Tosis, I already mentioned before, which we talked about, that is from here we see that Motzei Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov, and eating the meal is a Yom Tov Suda. And therefore it's not considered like Choyl to the extent you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to the weekday, but preparing for Shabbos to Motzei Yom Kippur is preparing for Shabbos to a Yom Tov. And therefore you're allowed to. Or, says Tosis, maybe Taka talking about Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur to feed your kids. They also need food. But ain't tzadik lemim Shabbos li Yom Tov. You're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov, not allowed to, because you can prepare on Yom Tov itself. You cannot prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. You can prepare on Yom Tov itself. Lemim Shabbos Rabbah. You're not allowed to prepare from one Shabbos to the following Shabbos. Tony Rabban, we learn shochach pas betanur. What happened? You left bread in your oven. Now remember, in those days, they used to put bread, they used to attach it to the side of the oven. It was required a skill, and it was a special kind of a tool they used to use, like a flat shovel or spade, and they used to remove the bread, and you had to really know what you're doing. It required a skill, not just taking it and removing it from the oven. So, shochach pas betanur. On Friday, you put in bread in the oven, and you forgot about it. Now it's Shabbos. V'kiddush olav ayayim. Matzilin mozen sholosh sudas. We allow you to take out of the oven, because there's an Isser involved, as we'll soon see, that the Rabbanon, because it's a skill to take out the bread. So we allow you to remove bread sufficient for Shabbos, for three meals, and then he makes an announcement. Anyone wants can come and take bread. Otherwise, it'll get burnt. But when you remove the bread, don't use that special tool that you separated from the wall, because that's awesome with the Rabbanon. Make a shinu, use a regular knife. So the bread maybe collapses, falls in, but use a regular knife. There's no iser at all in removing the bread, because it says in the pasuk, "Loisase kol melacha." You shouldn't do any melacha. In most of the shoyim have the gist of chol melachas avoid loisasu. So we bring it out from the fact that a melacha definition of melacha is something that is an avoider. Yotzat kishar, blowing shofar is not awesome hatayde, because there's no real avoider here on melacha. And uradiyas apas, removing the bread from the oven, although it's a skill, it's not an avoider. Sheichach mevein melacha. It's only a skill, it's not a melacha. So it's only awesome to rabbanon. So why don't we allow them to use this particular marda to remove the bread? Says the Gemara. We still try to make a shini, because it's still also the rabbanon, and even though we allow you to save some food, but do it with a shini if we can. Talking now, the next few pages we'll talk about the importance of preparing for Shabbos and enjoying the Shabbos. When it comes Friday morning to go buy things for Shabbos, go first thing in the morning. In fact, you look at Shulchan Aruch and Halacha, there's a whole discussion there whether what's more important, to go to the shop to buy for Shabbos or to daven with a minyan. And the interesting Shulchan Aruch says it's more important to buy for Shabbos. If you think you'll run out of food in the morning, you should first go buy your food and then daven afterwards. And then, unless you're going to miss the Zman. That's how important it is to go and first thing in the morning. Now, how do we know if you go first thing in the morning? Line up at Glick 6:30 in the morning. Because it says, V'hoya b'yem ha-shishi, will come on the sixth day. V'heichinu eis asher yaviu, you should prepare what you need la'alter. As soon as the sixth day comes in, you have to. And also because by the month it says, ba'boiker, ba'boiker. The first ba'boiker brings you to 9 o'clock. You cut the morning into half. And then the next ba'boiker brings you in earlier again. So as early as possible. You have to hold two loaves of bread when you make your amoitzi d'chsiv. It says lechem mishnah. We're talking about this month. It says by the month that you should go out there and you should collect lechem mishnah. You should collect double the portion. It says lock to lechem mishnah. So therefore, we have two loaves of bread to show that it's lechem mishnah. There are some people that have actually 12 loaves. Arizal talks about having 12 loaves with lechem upon him. That's why challah throughout the year is generally long. It's not round, but long, because a long challah looks like the letter Vav, which is 6, and 2 challahs is 12. The Vav in his katzer, the Arizal writes in his mirror, with the letter Vav, we roast, we donate to the Eveshah, so we have 12 challahs. So Omar Rav Ashi said, Chazin Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, the Noka Tarti, I saw Rav Kahana, he was holding on to two loaves of bread, Ubotza Chodah. And he ate from, and he broke one of them. So he held onto two loaves. Because the argument was, lock to ksiv. You don't have to eat both loaves of bread. It says in the pasuk, what you do lechem mishnah? It says lock to lechem mishnah. You have to collect. So you have to hold onto both chalas when you're making lechem, when you're making hamoitzi on Shabbos, which is halacha. You have to hold on both chalas, but you only cut through one. Rab Zeida havi botza akula sheirusa. Rab Zeida used to break, way Rashi learns it, he used to break a big piece of challah. When he broke his challah to take a bite, he broke and he took himself a very big piece of challah, and he did that to show that how much he loves the meal of Shabbos, and he plans to eat a lot for the meal. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim say that's not pshat at all, because then what's the connection to the previous piece? They say he used to eat from both challahs. In other words, he did differently. The other one said just lock to lechem mishnah. He actually broke from both chalas. Looks like he's famished and doesn't look very nice, and especially if he broke both chalas. He doesn't eat this way generally through the week. But even with the COVID, he only does it on Shabbos. Doesn't look like he's a glutton. On the contrary, people realize he's doing it with COVID Shabbos. When they came across bread from an Eidav, here's about Eidav Chatzedis, but from here we also learn that regarding Eidav Tavshil and all other things, and we also had it in Brochus, the Flamel Hevia. Omni said, Hoya this Avi Bachada Mitzvah, this Avi Mitzvah Chirina. Once we did one Mitzvah, it's a good thing to do another Mitzvah with it. And that what you should use it for Lech Mishnah, and actually that's the one that you should be eating from. So, and Shoru Elayah means he actually started eating from this one. Shoru means beginning, he began. So he began, not Shoru means he sang or that he made a bracha, but Shoru means he began eating. So he actually ate the challah that he used for his Eid of Chatzedes, because every week they used to put bread in somebody's house. How many meals must one eat on Shabbos? Shalosh, you have to eat 3 meals on Shabbos. Shalosh shudas. Rab Chitka Amar Abba. Rab Chitka says 4. What's going on here? Amar Rabbi Yechon Shnei and Mikra Echadosha. They both are actually focusing on the same pasuk. The pasuk says, Rabbi Moshe. Moshe said, Ichlu Hayyim, eat your meal today, or your month, Ki Shabbos Hayyim, because today is Shabbos LaHashem, today, and Hayyim today, Leisim Tzoeva, so you won't find in the field. By the way, that's why Lubavitch doesn't eat Shal Shudas, or they eat but very little, because the third Hayyim that we learned the meal from is Hayyim Loy. So therefore, we're not makbid on the eating, we do more makbid on the learning then. Rab Chitka Savar, Chitka holds, Hani Tlas Hayyim, Shal Chacham holds us 3 times Hayyim. Rab Chitka says, Hani Tlas Hayyim is Levar Me'urta, Hayyim means day. So by day you have to have 3 meals, plus you need 1 by night. And Rabbanu Savri, Bahadi De'urta, no, Hayyim is referring to the entire Shabbos, and entire Shabbos you need 3 meals, 3 Hayyims. So tonight, let's see who's the author of our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Nafla Dleika B'Leil Shabbos, a fire fell out on Friday night, Matzilin Mozen, and right now we're assuming that it's before you started eating, so you can only rescue how much food for 3 meals. Clearly, that's on Shabbos, all you need is 3 meals. My love, Dleiochel, you didn't eat yet, so you have to have 3 meals, Arayi to Rabban. You know, the Ochel, maybe it's talking about you already had your Friday night meal, and there was a fire, so you need 3 more meals, like a Pchitka. Okay, the mission then continues. Shachas in the morning, Matzilim, mothers are only allowed to save 2 meals. My life, Lo, you didn't eat. So we see Shabbat by day, it's only 2 meals. So more answers again. Lo, the Ocha, you already ate. The Mincha, it says here, by Mincha, Matzilim, mothers are Shachas. By Mincha in the afternoon. If there's a fire, you can only save 1 meal. Sounds like you already ate the morning meal and you didn't eat yet after the Shal Shudas. So there's only 1 more meal to go. My lab, the lecha, didn't eat yet the 3rd meal. Loi, the ocha, you ate it, and now there's 1 more meal, the 4th meal. The big machlek is a shayim on this last part here. It says, mincha matzilin. So some of the shayim want to bring a knife from here that shalosh shudas has to be eaten after mincha. That's your 3rd meal. And not letting others say, no, the bahag, paskins, you can have your 3rd meal in the morning. You can have, 1 meal bench and then have another meal in the morning, and that's called shalosh shudas. I hakko, the Gemara says, mincha, because generally speaking, people used to space it out. They used to have 1 meal in the morning, or lunchtime, or 1 meal in the afternoon. But it doesn't have to be this way. And the top taste as well talks about it. Not that he quotes the Bahag. Says he more further, but make Tony safe. So therefore, the Mishnah can be learned either way. Either you already had 1 meal, or you didn't have it. So the Bar Mektoni is safe. It says in the end, Rabbi Yisi Eimel Oilam, always Matzilin Mazon Gimusur. Rabbi Yisi says that you can always save only 3 meals because the entire Shabbos you chayv 3 meals. I don't care what time of day it is. Doesn't that? And Tanakhama doesn't seem to be arguing of that. He only argues that every meal once you ate, eaten it's gone. But in principle, they all agree you need 3 meals. Miklal the Tanakhama Gimusurle. El Machvarta. Let's go back. It's clearer that Masnis and our Mishnah is the Leiker Abchitcha. Our Mishnah follows Pchitka Ro, our Mishnah holds all you need is 3 meals, follow the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, V'hodet Nan. Tomorrow we're continuing focusing on whether you have to have 3 meals on Shabbos or whether you have to have 4 meals on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.